Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Last time we stressed the intimate and personal way God approached Abram in this vision recorded for us by Moses in Genesis chapter 15. In verse 1, the Bible says, "The word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, 'Do not fear, Abram.'" God calls out to Abram by name. This is awesome. And we saw how this same God calls out to all his people using our own personal names. In fact, at the end of the Bible, in the Revelation, we are told by Jesus himself that he will give us, Christian people, the overcomers, a new name in heaven. Your name is important to you, and God knows you by name. We will continue now in verse 1 of Genesis 15, and I want to draw out of the text two more phrases. The first is the word of the Lord, and the second is I am. Let me read the whole verse so you can catch the flow of this. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Do not fear, Abram. I am a shield to you. Your reward shall be very great." The word of the Lord came to Abram, and God said, "I am." When I say the word of the Lord, and when I say I am, these should ring bells in your Bible-filled brain, and bring immediately to the forefront of your mind the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Word, and Jesus is the I am. Today we are going to meet Christ in Genesis again. I believe the Word who meets with Abram in this vision is Jesus Christ. This is another of his pre-incarnate appearances so common throughout the Old Testament. This is a theophany, and we have had this before, so I will not belabor what this is, except to remind you that the second person of the triune God, Jesus the Son, appears in the world not for the first time at his birth in Bethlehem in the Gospels, but rather here in Genesis. In this vision, Abram encounters God the Son. Where did I get this idea? Well, follow me in the scripture now, and I will show you. And for this, we travel over to the New Testament, and let's put in at the Gospel according to John chapter 1. It is here that we learn that Jesus Christ is the Word. John 1, verse 1, and then verse 14. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Down to verse 14. "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth." Mark this. In the Bible, the Word of God is both the written Word and the living Word, Jesus. We speak of the Word of God, and most often by that we mean written Scripture, the Bible. But by the Word of God, we also mean the person of Jesus Christ. This truth comes together beautifully in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2. Listen as I read Hebrews 1, verse 2. "In these last days, God has spoken to us in his Son." I'll repeat that. The Bible says, "In these last days, God has spoken to us in his Son." The Son of God is Jesus Christ, and he is the Word of God. This is point one, and you need to make certain you have this nailed down in your mind. And let me encourage you, when our time together ends, get a hold of John's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 1 and 14, and the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 1 and verse 2, and read these over a few times. Let this truth sink in. Jesus Christ is the Word. So when Genesis 15 verse 1 says, "The word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision," I take "the word" here to mean Jesus Christ. Abram's vision is a theophany, a pre-incarnate appearance of Christ. What does Abram see? Who does Abram see? Who does Abram hear? What does Abram experience in this vision? Answer, Jesus. This is because Jesus is God. He is the Lord, and the word of the Lord came to Abram. Second, please highlight in Genesis 15, verse 1, the words, "I am." The word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Do not fear, Abram, I am," followed by "a shield to you." Friends, Jesus is the I am. And mark this down. This here is the first of the great I am statements in Scripture. Of course, I must mention Exodus chapter 3 and verse 14. I'll actually pick up the reading at verse 13. This is the encounter between God in the form of a pre-incarnate Jesus again in the burning bush and Moses. And listen first to Moses. This is Exodus 3, verse 13. "Then Moses said to God, 'Behold, I am going to the sons of Israel, and I will say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. Now they may say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them?' Moses has been commanded by the Lord to go, to speak to the Israelites and to lead them, but Moses is very hesitant to do so. And so he asks, 'What if the sons of Israel ask me your name? What do I say to them then?' Well, listen carefully to how God responds. This is essential to your understanding of who God is. Verse 14 of Exodus chapter 3, God said to Moses, 'I am who I am.' Thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you.'" God is I am. That is God's name. Simply, yet profoundly, I am. This speaks to the self-existing nature of God. And proving that Jesus is God, Jesus will refer to himself as I am repeatedly in the Gospels and Revelation. Listen to four such examples. Each time this is Christ speaking. "I am the light of the world," John 8, verse 12. "I am the way and the truth and the life," John 14, verse 6. "I am the door," John 10, verse 7. "And I am the Alpha and the Omega," Revelation 1, verse 8. Jesus is the I am. And so going back to Genesis 15, verse 1, when the Lord says to Abram in the vision, "I am," I take this to be the person of Christ, God the Son, the pre-incarnate Jesus who is speaking to Abram. Abram's vision is a theophany, a pre-incarnate appearance of Christ. Who does Abram see? Who does Abram hear? What does Abram experience in this vision? Answer, Jesus. And this is because Jesus is God. Jesus is the I am. All of the Bible proves it. Furthermore, in John's Gospel, there are two stunning statements by Jesus that connect deeply to Genesis chapter 15. The context here will be a back and forth between the Jewish religious rulers who hate Jesus and the Lord himself. Abraham becomes the man central to the debate, and listen carefully to what Jesus says about Abraham. This is John chapter 8, and I will begin reading at verse 53. John 8, verse 53. The Jews said to Jesus, "Surely you are not greater than our father Abraham, who died. The prophets died too. whom do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, 'He is our God.' And you have not come to know him, but I know him. And if I say that I do not know him, I will be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word." Now listen to this, verse 56 of John 8. "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to Jesus, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" And Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was born, I am." Well, here's what I want you to capture. In verse 57, the Jews ask Jesus, "Have you seen Abraham?" Jesus answers, "Yes," in both the previous verse, 56, and the later verse, 58. In verse 56, Jesus says Abraham saw Christ. "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." And in verse 58, Jesus says, "Christ saw Abraham." "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was born, I am." That is another I am statement from the Lord. And what he is saying is that since I, Jesus, am God, since I am pre-existent, then I exist before Abraham. And therefore, I have the power to visit Abraham. Abraham met Jesus Christ. And when did Abraham see Jesus? In the vision, in Genesis 15, when the pre-incarnate Christ Jesus appeared to and spoke to Abram. We must connect John 8 to Genesis 15. More tomorrow on God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.